This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Welcome to Out West Radio, a community-driven podcast built in the heart of Hamilton at Western Community Centre. We are webbing networks and creating safe spaces for ownership in our community. Whānau first, hapori first.
Kia ora, nau mai haro mai, nau mai hoki mai ki roto e tēnei kaupapa o Out West Radio. Kia ora whānau. Tom's back in the house today. We've got Regs. What's up, Regs?
What's up?
We have a mission statement to create opportunities and provide support that enhances the holistic well-being of the people in our community. We also have a vision statement of thriving, vibrant, healthy, and self-reliant communities. And once again, our values that we hold dear to us and we wear on our sleeves are strength-based, respect, integrity, always having quality services, meaningful relationships. And I think the most important one is the professionalism. That's one of our values as well. I love that, and we wear that on our sleeve as well. But then also honouring the bicultural journey of Te Tiriti Te o Waitangi here at the Western Community Centre. Now, we're based at 46 Hyde Ave. If you're an OG, welcome back. If you're new to the space, welcome to Out West Radio, where we just bring you the inside scoop of what's happening out west and what we have to offer here. At our very own spot here. And last month, if you didn't see, we actually did hit 15,000 followers on our Facebook page.
That's me.
We do have other platforms that we have going as well. Our TikTok's kind of kicked off again.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys probably seen, if you are on our Facebook page, you probably have seen a few videos come through. Those are also on our TikTok as well. And we're also kicking off on our Instagram page. We've got Spotify as well, if you want to tune into that. We do load our radio sessions up to that, and that's the only thing that'll come through on the Spotify service that we have. And then other than all of that, we're here on Free FM, which you're tuned into. We're going to talk about things straight away from what we have to offer as soon as you walk in the door to other opportunities that we have to offer from people that come in and share their services with the community to spaces that we have for you to hire and things for you to hire here at the community centre as well. So first off, if you just want to come and hang out, then it's community centre, all good. We've got a foyer. It is a waiting foyer, but a lot of people come and hang out. But also we have computers in our foyer area as well. They are free to use. There are internet attached to it. So feel free to go and do your mahi, whatever you need to do, some downloading, whatever you need to do. We also do scanning. We also do printing here at the Western Community Centre. So if you do need to put stuff on a USB or you're going to email something to get printed, please go see someone at the front desk and they'll help you get all of that stuff sorted out, from your printing to scanning to laminating, all that stuff. We've got that here at the community centre. We also have free phone usage as well, no number to dial out. Again, ask whoever's at the front desk and they'll point you in the right direction for it. And in saying all of that, we do have a smoker room for you to come and hang out in as well. You can make yourself a coffee, Milo tea, whatever you need down the other end. If you need to come here and pay for stuff, we've got, we take cash, there is FPOS, and we also do PayWave. But I'm going to jump into some services that we have to offer. And we know that gas prices, with gas prices rising, and I saw that Gull had like a special.
Yeah, I get the text messages. Yeah, yeah, they've got real good specials.
And you might have the fuel app downloaded as well to go and find the cheapest gas anywhere around the Waikato. But in saying that, there's other things like our power bills that are coming through.
Mm-hmm.
And in this winter, if you've got an aircon, your power bill will be pretty high.
Yeah, definitely.
In saying that, here at the Western Community Centre, if you are struggling with your power bill and you feel like you're paying way too much, you can come down here and you can cross-match it. You can do a power check. Make sure that you're, if you're not sure, you're getting the best deal for your power bill. we can help. You can drop in. We'll go over all of the Powerball stuff with you, just so you are clear and you know what's happening. Our drop-ins are on Mondays, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. There's no appointment needed. You just need to show up. Or you can message, or you can book in another time if you want to. And that's just, the booking is kind of outside the Mondays if you want to find another opportunity. But you can contact the Western Community Centre. You can call us as well. Sorry, we probably should say our number on here all the time, eh, because people will call through.
Yeah, that's true.
So at the Western Community Centre, to get the main office is 07-847-4873. That's 07-847-4873. And you can go, you'll get put straight through to our reception. However, our messenger, our Facebook messenger goes off as well. And that's where a lot of people try and make contact as well. If mm-hmm. there's any extra stuff that they need help with, that's the go-to place. So if you feel like you don't want to call, you're not a talking person, but you feel free to message, you feel better messaging people or organizations, feel free to just go onto our Facebook messenger and send us a message that way.
We're very, very active on that messenger too. There's quite a few of us that manage it, so you will definitely get a response as soon as possible as well. So don't be shy. We've also got a Rongoa clinic, which happens the first Saturday of the month. So now that we have just rolled into August, perfect time. So they offer a personalised treatment using Rongoa, which is medicine, Pure, which is cleansing, and a karakia for a prayer to promote well-being. And this happens at our other building at 108 Grandview Road. And the cost is only a koha for 20 minutes. And this is from 10:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. And there's also Rongoa, so medicine, which is available for sale as well. So please make sure you get down there if you're wanting to try something different or like a different kind of treatment. And they may have some tips and tricks they can help you with. So, yeah, please make sure every first Saturday of the month, 10:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. over at 108 Grandview Road, Norton, Hamilton. The easiest way to find our other building is pretty much across the road from Grandview Cafe, across the road. One house to the side. You'll see our little sign out the front, and that is our second building, 108 Grandview Road. And I also wanted to promote as well is that we have another fruit tree pruning workshop this afternoon. So you've heard it here. Starts at 2 p.m. And all you need to do is just meet out in our car park. And this is a massive thank you to Go Eco. So Go Eco, this is probably, I would say, maybe the fourth, and please correct me if I'm wrong, pretty sure it's our fourth pruning workshop. So they're coming in to teach you the right ways to prune so that you've got tastier fruit. And also because I'm pretty sure this is the time of the year that you start, like, you know, getting your trees pruned or the ones that are due to start fruiting and
getting them ready for the next
spring?
Season, right?
Yeah. So please make sure it is a free workshop. If you've got tools, please bring that down. That will just make it handier. Or if you're just coming just to gain the knowledge, you come in, you just pop out into our car park, you'll see them collecting, and then you guys will work through all the fruit trees that are around our building. So get into that. Follow Go Eco on Facebook as well, because they always put up all the different workshops, just in case if you aren't able to make tomorrow's workshop. But it's always going to be a good one, especially if you've got quite a few trees at your house and the fruit trees that we have planted or you have planted that have come from the community centre. If you want to get more fruit and more tastier fruit out of that tree, come down to this workshop. It's really good.
The other way that we advertise here at the Western Community Centre as well is we have a newspaper, and the newspaper goes out to so many homes in our community, but the Western Community News shares information, highlights, positive stories, and celebrates the achievements and activities that shape our neighbourhood. Published every 2 months, this 12-page newspaper reaches over 19,000 households across West Hamilton. Completely free of charge, so there's no charge. You don't need to book it, but it just goes straight to your mailbox. We send them out from here, the Western Community Centre, and we have been producing newspapers since 1980.
Damn, I wasn't even alive.
8 years before I was born.
Wasn't even thought of.
Wow. But you know who else plays a big role in us making sure that the newspaper gets out as well, or well, not gets out, but they're pretty dedicated to the four pages that they commit to, and that's Fraser High School. Fraser High School plays an active role in contributing to four dedicated pages filled with school news, school events, and student highlights, keeping the community connected with the next generation's successes. So If you haven't got your newspaper, feel free to call us on that number I just gave you and let us know. Or you can message the messenger, let us know as well, and we can make sure our newspaper gets to you.
Definitely, yeah. Definitely. So we had our fruit and veggie bags go off this week. So no, sorry, guys. We don't have any spare bags left. But I did want to just let you guys and remind you guys that we do fruit and veggie bags every Wednesday, $15. So we've been doing this for over 40 years. And we pack, normally it's over about 100 bags. And it also is dependent because it's depending on what's in season as well. So please make sure you head over to our Facebook page, like, follow, get all the updates because we post up every week a couple of days before the packs are due to arrive so you know what to expect for the week. So this week we had cauliflower, potatoes, onions, carrots, oranges, bobby bananas and green kiwi fruit. And you may have seen the awesome Bazza on our Facebook page promoting our fruit and veggie packs. Just have a guess who that staff member is. And I wonder if you can guess the right one. But yeah, so don't forget every Wednesday and they're available from 11 a.m. onwards. And a massive shout out because all of these bags are packed by volunteers. So we appreciate all of the volunteers that turn up first thing Wednesday morning and are packing rain, hail or shine, potentially outside as well. So if you do drive past our building, drive past our driveway and see a line of tables and a whole heap of people in hi-vis, that is our crew, our fruit and veggie packing crew. So, you know, they deserve a massive shout out because they've been doing it for such a long time. And remembering that we always buy some extras. So you might find some really out of it fruits and veggies that we have as well. So I know last week we had dragon fruits. This week we had the pineapples and broccolini and avocados and everything like that for you to purchase. So please make sure if you're not too sure and you're not on Facebook, give us a call. Flick us an email just to ask what is in the bags if you are curious to know what it is. And yeah, cash, FPOS, PayWave is available. And just remember, you don't need to pre-order, but if you are looking for, you know, I would say about 10 bags or more, just give us a call to make sure that we can cater to that number, especially if it's a very large amount and I'm talking 10 plus bags and over. Anything under that, we will guarantee to have that available for you guys. So head into our reception and you'll see and smell the fruit and veggies in our foyer area after they've just been packed. It always smells really nice.
We have Note to Self Mental Wellbeing and Support Group. If you haven't heard about it, I would say get down to the Western Community Centre on the dates that and the dates on the dates and times that the service is available. Now the details are on our Facebook page, or we do have flyers down here at the Western Community Centre. But the location for it is at the Western Community Centre, so 46 Hyde Ave, and it's every Thursday. The time frame for it is at 12:30 p.m. to 2 p.m. And that's but that's excluding the school holidays. If you do turn up at those times, it's not on. But there is no registration needed. You just turn up and it's free of cost. The main contact is Andre Jackson, and you can contact him on 022-1055-659. That is 022-1055-659. And you can get more information from Andre. He runs it. He runs the show here for that. So if you need any information, if you've got questions, feel free to give that number a call. It is a support group, and it's about learning about living through or living with your depression and anxiety. So if you are one of those people and you want to get in here, feel free to come on down or get in contact with Andre.
Especially that one, eh? Like I've noticed that group has increased, which is a good thing. It means that they're feeling comfortable and feeling supported, and the tools that he's giving has been helping them. So yeah, have a look on the page and just follow what he's got. It's got some really cool skills. We've also got skinny jump modems, and I've noticed over the last few weeks we've got quite a few going out the door. So I just wanted to let everyone know, yes, we do do skinny jump modems. And if you're not too sure what that's for, it's for a household that's eligible for jump if you identify with one of the more following groups below. So family with children and low economic communities, people with disabilities, migrants with and refugees with English as second language, Māori and Pacific youth, offenders and ex-offenders, seniors and people living in social housing, other are the group that are eligible for a skinny jump modem. If you are thinking that you may fall into one of those categories and wanting to know if you're eligible for that skinny jump modem, head over to Skinny Jump on Google, type in your address, and it will let you know if we can give you a modem. It saves the trip coming down to us and potentially being disappointed. The only reason we cannot provide modems to some people is because there's too many modems just in that one area for that cell tower. So it's not that you can't have it, it's just that there's too many people in the area with a modem already. So just be mindful of that. They are from $5 top-ups. You get a bonus 15 gigabytes of internet every month, no contract, top up as you go. So free, you get a free modem with 35 gigabytes included. Just a shout out, just a heads up for any of the gamers that are out there, this is not suitable. It doesn't hold enough for the gamers, okay? So not just be mindful. Scenes. Yeah, yeah. So just be mindful of that, okay? So it's more just for like learning, educational stuff, or for people that have got smaller usages when it comes to the internet. So just be mindful of that, guys. But if you're still not too sure, give us a call. And all you're asking for is Nahuya, who is our Skinny Jump guru, or our reception, Saf. Our amazing Saf can also help you with that space as well. So if you're needing some cheap internet, just give us a call and we'll go from there to help you.
Yeah, sorry, I said frames, but not enough bytes to allow your frames to be good. That's what I was trying to say. We were talking about fruit and veggies before. We've got fruit trees here for sale.
Buy them, guys.
Yeah, all the funding goes straight back to our youth programs or to our young people that we have here at the community centre. The trees that are here are mandarin and orange. But let's just segue into the youth hub and how it's looking outside. If you are following our Facebook page, you might see that there are some videos of a walkthrough, a voiceover from our young people, and the videos of a walkthrough through where it is at the moment. And you might have seen it before it got busted down and the inside got worked on, but actually it looks pretty nice in there while it's open.
It's looking good because there's some light in there that I have never seen in that part of the building ever.
It's
and that's purely because
really
there's like half a wall missing at the moment.
It looks so good, eh?
It looks so good.
And it looks... Yeah,
they're moving really quickly, guys. Like, so just be mindful, we are a construction zone right now, so it is very noisy inside our building. We have had trades. So if you've come to our centre in the last 3 days alone, not only is it staff behind reception, but it's also four other trades hanging out of the roof, doing what they need to do to get this part sorted. So please bear with us, guys. Yes, we do have limited car parks as well because half of our car park is blocked off. But they're doing the good stuff for us so that we can hopefully have that youth hub open very, very soon.
They're doing a quick job of it, eh?
Real quick.
They're
I'm not even kidding.
Really fast on it.
We're, what, 3 weeks in, and they've already removed pretty much most of those concrete walls?
Two and a half weeks. And they're almost ready to start building stuff in there.
Oh, it's so good.
And how many bins have they removed of concrete?
Okay, so first week I saw four bins come in. Second week, I saw another four and another two more being
And we're not
off.
Talking wheelie bins. We're talking big bins.
Skip bins for concrete slabs.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the truck has literally just been coming in frequently to pick up the bins, remove it, and drop the empty bin in. So, yeah, it is very hectic on our playground side, guys. Plenty of spots on our other side of our building to park and quietness. But, yeah, please be mindful inside our building is a little bit noisy at the moment, especially in our reception foyer office area. So, yeah, come and enjoy the noise with us.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to having that youth hub. It feels like it might be done earlier.
I think so. Just the way that they're working.
It's the destruction that is pretty easy, eh? The building might not be.
Yeah, you're not, like, you know what, I'm not a tradie.
Stuff.
I'm just going to assume.
Well, I think tradies are pretty good at what they're doing, and I think builders are really good at what they do.
Yep.
I have a feeling that they actually might do a really good job and get it done for us before.
I'm thinking so, like, just we're just talking, like, if you like you said, if you'd seen the room before it started, there was a lot of concrete work that needed to be done. All of those changing rooms were done within the first week.
Yeah, they're flattening the ground now.
Yep.
They're prepping it to put the first, like the top thing of it to make it what it should be.
Yep. Oh, actually, we've got a laundry area. And you know what? The other week, last week, it was really cool because that laundry area, which is just like our little garden area. So if you've ever come to Collect Worms and you've come down to see that little part, it was all pavers all through that area. And actually, Tom and some of our youth had to get out there and pop up the bricks so that our workers could get there. And straight after they had done that and completed that, come Monday, that wall had been taken out and the construction people were in that area where you guys had just ripped out those bricks. Yeah.
We just pulled all those bricks out, those pavers, and then they got into it. They were into it straight away. So lucky we moved it.
Yeah, yeah, like so quick and stuff like that. So yeah, massive shout out to Livingston. You guys are amazing and have been going hard in that area. And every other tradie that's come in there, because there's been so many that have come through for the last few days.
I was probably going to say sometimes we actually might be in the way and we feel like we're not like of service to anything for you guys, and we're probably setting you guys up for failure sometimes. Like we took out those pavers, but we just put them to the side and they had to work on that side. So they brought all the pavers back all the way to the front. So apologies for that, and you guys are doing an amazing job, and we look forward to seeing the outcome of what you fellas are doing for us.
Yeah.
Very grateful, very grateful. The young people are grateful as well. They talk about it all the time.
Yep.
We shared a video with them of the outcome and what it would look like in our holiday program. They've also seen a video and like a little bit of a little walkthrough through what it looks like right now. And I wish we could take them through right now, but we don't have enough Hivers vests.
No.
So we might have to do it individually.
Yeah, do little groups
each
at
day,
a time.
One at a time.
Yeah, I went through the other day, and you know, I felt sorry for the builders out there, because like, I'm just standing in the way, just like oogling at everything. Okay, like, oh my gosh, look at this! Look at all the work they've done, and you know, they're just trying to get the job done, and I'm just in the way. You know, sorry guys.
Yeah, Manny went in there the other day, and this guy, one of the young fellows who's cleaning up the concrete, in the office, in the area that's going to be in my office.
Yes. Yep.
He's walking around with concrete in a wheelbarrow. Me and Neil just standing in the way.
Just
sorry, bro. Moved one way. And then he goes, oh, no, I need to go that way. And I was, oh, sorry, bro. Moved back. We're talking. And he comes back to get out. Yep. We're in the way again.
Do you think they're used to it, though? Like, they've probably gone to so many different sites where, you know, they're, like, excited to see what's being done, you know. But, yeah, we do apologize if we do get in your guys' way. But we're just so excited for this to happen. And I think if we could all jump in and help you guys, we probably would, but we'd probably make it really bad for you guys, because you'd have to be guiding us through everything.
Yeah, we'll have to do like the site safety induction thing for the boys. So I'll make all those boys pick up all the concrete for you.
Yeah, yeah.
I would have done it, guys, all right? I would have got all these young fellas there, and the young girls as well. Some of the young girls work really hard.
Getting
they would have
in
done
there
all
too.
The concrete lifting as well and done it, got the job done.
So, yeah, if you're just wondering what's happening behind that little mesh wall in our car park, that's what it is. That's the antics that are coming out of there. We're getting our youth
pumped. Oh, man, super excited for it, eh?
Yeah, I'm sorry to my listeners. I let them know a couple of weeks ago. I gave them the 411 what was happening. And I'm like, guys, I'm so excited, and spent like a segment telling everybody, hey, just reminding you guys that, yes, we've finally come to the build side of things. We're super excited. So follow our page, follow our TikToks, and you get to follow that journey as well. So, and maybe you might see some antics that some of the staff members get up to around here. Like Bazza. Bazza's in some of those videos. So enjoy those.
Bazza.
Bazza.
And I think, it's nice to see the sports, all the sports back on as well.
Oh, you know, definitely.
Yeah, the weather hasn't been, it's not been great. It's not been good. It's like in between.
Yeah.
So it's been cold, but also the sun is out. Yep. So if you find somewhere with a bit of wind blockage and the sun there, it's actually pretty nice.
Perfect spot.
Cool air. Beaming sun.
It gives me spring vibes. You know, you get like that, nice. That cold morning, warm as day, and then it starts to get cold in the evening. Like, that's my favorite time. I feel like we're already in spring, but there's no blossoms happening at the moment, and that's what I like.
Yeah, and then I'm watching kids running around in bare feet on the field in the morning.
Do you know what? When I think, my toes feel frozen when I think that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I definitely feel that too, because when I was watching them before, heaps of them are running around. The grass is still cold.
Yeah.
I know the sun's been out today.
It's only just thawed out.
It's still.
Yeah. My pool was frozen this morning.
Yeah, I couldn't. You might have, could have a ice bath.
I could do. I was watching the birds try and have a bath in the icy water, and they're like trying to pick away in the ice skating. Yeah, the ice skating. Also, we've got another service that has been, I've noticed heaps of people have been coming in for too. So If you've got a phone, a laptop, or some apps, and you're just not too sure how to use it or how to navigate it, come in and have a chat with us every Monday, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. This is a free service and it's a drop-in service. So we can help you with your smartphones, tablets, laptops, computers, apps, emails, photos, internet, online forms, video calls, settings, and just any other general questions. Please feel free to come in and bring your device with you too so that we can show you how to navigate your way through those. And I've noticed, there's been a few people that have come in to how, utilize that service. We've also got a box in our reception. If you've got old phones or broken ones that you don't want anymore and you don't know what to do with it, you don't want to just chuck it out in the bin, come down to the center with them. We've got a little disposable box that they can get rid of efficiently. So drop your phone into the little box. Got a little hole on top, like those voting boxes, and then they will come and collect it once it's all filled. So if you've got those, I know a few of us might have some really, really old school phones, with buttons that you guys don't use anymore, doesn't charge anymore, can't find the charger. So please, by all means, bring them in. If you've got like 20 old phones, maybe bring us in small amounts at a time, okay? The box isn't very big, but just let us know, all right?
I miss a button phone. There are no distraction to your driving because you're just so used to just look, you're typing and you can feel that you're hitting the right button.
Yep.
Clicking a button, how many times you've clicked it to be able to send a text without even reading, looking at your phone.
Yeah.
Now you've got a smartphone, there's nowhere you can see where the letters are.
Is it really a smartphone? Because the problem is the moment you've busted a little bit of your screen, your phone don't work or it cracks or
I need a phone to read my mind when I'm like, imagine that's the next phone.
I don't know if that's going to be a good thing.
It won't be. AI, if you're listening,
please don't do it. Please don't bring that up.
I love you.
I would like a hologram computer though, so I can just touch with my finger and move things around.
Imagine that in the future we're looking at holograms that we're the hologram screen.
Like those little pads and it just pops up. Hey, AI.
Yeah.
We're giving you guys ideas, okay, guys?
Oh, wow.
But I thought we would talk about what we offer. Altogether, we have over 101 unique services, support services, activities, events, programs held each year, available to the public from the community-owned facilities at Hyde Ave. And this is what we have to offer: Justice of the Peace, Citizens Advice Clinic, Family Court Navigators, Kāinga Ora Housing Support. We have Hamilton Budgeting, Legal Advice, Acupuncture, Plunkett Outreach Clinics, Fruit and Veggie, 50-plus groups, Power Bill Checks, Western Wheels, Māori Art, Youth Activities, Holiday Programs, After School Care, Community Education, Cheap Photocopying, and Venue Hire, Table and Chair Hire, Regular First Aid Courses, Food Store, and Free Meals. That is us tuning out for this week, and we will see you next week. See you.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.